The house is called Oda.
Excuse me, sir, may I put my monitor on your computer?
Okay. Which chair? Other members, good afternoon. Maybe I should start this meeting by kind of apologizing that this meeting that we have on Tuesday sometimes are difficult in that we don't have time to look properly at documentation. Though we received this documentation on Friday. Well, okay. I can see Ms. Fundag doesn't want to be on the wrong side. No, thank you for that. We have invited the Department of Water Affairs to join us. We have invited the Department of Water Affairs so that we can together discuss the ways of thank you very much. The ways of helping to find a solution. We were together at the end of the third quarter. Without Tolika, Ms. Mbatha, I want to ask to Zan now, with the friends is Bambatis. When we met, from here moving forward, no. We're going to try our level best. But we think that there are still challenges. We think there are still challenges. You know, what we did as a committee is to look at the last 5 years. I just want to ensure that my language is fine. I don't want people to say something that I didn't say. I say we looked at the last 5 years, how you have spent your budget during the last 5 years. And looking at that budget, around 2007-2008, you were, let's say, 92%, 91.9. 2008-2009, we can say 93, but to be exact, 2.8. Following year, 97.6. From there, there was a decline, did we? 97% or 96.8, and this year 91%. Now we thought that maybe we should invite you so that together we can say exactly where do we think that we need to the areas perhaps that we need to pay attention to so that moving forward we can deal with them. For instance, one area that has understanding mainly is on the capital assets. You are located 2.8 billion, spend 2.2 billion, 78.2%. So I think that is an area that really brought challenges for the department. But clearly, in some areas which are really of interest to us, there has not been spending has not been the best. For instance, as a committee, as public representatives, we are interested in areas like your Nandoni. You know, Nandoni has really been a, what you call a, an issue. Someone would say, since joining this committee, we have had these challenges. We haven't found a way of dealing with Nandoni. The department was only able to achieve 91% of spending in Nandoni. And now the implications of that are that the people around there who are supposed to be getting water are not able to, what we call it, to get the water. We have been to Nandoni how many times, Comrade Mashiach, or twice already, ne? Yeah. So now we can't look the people of Nandoni in the eyes because we promised them now this year you will get water, things will be checked up. So those are the what they call the main areas. Well, there are some other areas, but I'm raising this one because of the issue of access to water for the people around that area. So that is why then we have thanks. That's why we have then made this request that we should meet. You know, we met DG. We met in January, February, for the third quarter.
Yeah.
What we would like us to do, Mamo Mate, what we would like you to do, it's not really to, we know your vision and mission. Please, don't go to that. The issues that we are interested in, if we can zoom into the issues, what are the challenges? So, what are we doing about this challenge? So that we don't have a long meeting. Our intention is that really by 3:30, we should be done with this meeting. So, DG, may I take this opportunity on behalf of the committee to welcome you and the team. So, excuse me?
No, I said, I'd like to see that, but let's get it on.
Okay,
but
you know that...
But we support you.
Okay, DG, over to you and the team. Excuse me? Okay, but that's the other thing is that... no, it's fine. We'll talk later. We'll discuss later. Thank you, DG. You can introduce your team and after. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'm Maxwell Sekhenya. I'm representing the department and our minister who couldn't be here. She's part of the presidential state visit to Botswana, but invitation was received. We've got the whole management team, Chair, to present to the committee what we've been requested in formal in writing. We are here. We shall try in the time you've allocated to cover all the areas which you seek to be addressed, both in the presentation and the question time. And the presentation will be in two parts, the main on the main account of the department and the water treating entities, which will include infrastructure development, your Nandonis, Chair. And but without further much ado, just to give the members of the team one probably be able to talk some, just to be known who they are, and if I can quickly go to the left and the, what role to play your names. And yes, starting with you, CFO.
Thank you, Chair and honourable members. Good afternoon. I'm Thabiso Mfunda Kubi, the CFO of the department.
My name is Vincent Munena. I'm a public parliament support in the office of the CEO.
I'm Zandile Mata. I'm acting deputy director general infrastructure.
Alfredo Ismail, acting CFO WT water trading entity.
Afternoon, chairperson and honourable members. Elgar Miller is my name. I'm acting DDG for policy and regulation.
Honourable members, Tande Kambasa, DDG responsible for provinces.
Thank you very much.
There are some at the back which they can have a chance of getting one picture.
Afternoon, chairperson and honourable members. My name is Mbangisen Kumbada, active DDG in the department responsible for water and
sanitation.
Thank you.
Afternoon,
honourable
members. My name is
Sujama
Sibuda. I'm acting DDG for information and water protection.
Good afternoon, Chair and honourable members. Finally, the main director in the DG.
I'm Sky Masango, I'm the manager of transformation, and I'm acting DDG corporate director.
I don't know, I don't want to tell you why the other member said he gave you a wrong number. He thought that you were someone else, but it's the wrong name. I won't tell you what the person said.
Thanks very much. That's my team. I won't make the mistake I made the other time, talked for treasure as well. You corrected me. I should not touch treasure.
Good afternoon, Chair, honourable members, myself. And
Nico
Murray
from the National Trade. No, but if I may ask, is it your department?
It's not. Chair, yes, it is.
It is?
Yes. So all the infrastructure departments will undermine the sites, you know, Pietras Mati, but for me, Mati is busy with the budget.
Well, okay, because I know Pietras Mati has got it's in the fingertips. That is fine. Thank you.
Thanks, let me not waste any time. As I say, it's the third time I think I'm appearing in front of this committee. I'll handle whatever needs to be handled at the end with question time. Let me just give this opportunity to the two CFOs to present what is expected, starting with the Ms. Funda Kubi. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, DG. Without wasting time, from the opening remarks of the chair, we get clearly where the point has to, where we need to focus. I'll therefore hand over to Ms. Mate to focus on the areas of the project. Yes, Apokfele Konitol.
Thank you. Good afternoon, members. Yes. Can you go back to the first slide so the CFO can just present the figures? Yes.
Okay, sir.
The figures.
This one. So it's called income and expenditure.
the figures for representation. Not that. Yes, that's the one. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
So, on infrastructure expenditure, with we've essentially spent all the allocation, the full allocation, some 2 billion. In the presentation that Ntabi Singh will be doing under, it appears under Program 3, which is infrastructure augmentation. The numbers that will be presented by Ntabi Singh will include 2 other elements in addition to the projects that I'm going to be chatting about in a minute. It includes 180 million in respect of COBWA, which is a joint venture with Swaziland.
Which document? What's the heading of the
This document is called SCORA, Standing Committee on Appropriations Briefing.
I received another presentation on Friday, but there's another presentation now. But it looks like the other one that you received earlier.
It's a lot of narrative, what you call. Today's one.
Are you on page 6?
I'm on page 5 at the moment, but I'm just setting the scene a little bit so that we all know
have
where,
you got
we,
it, comrade?
Where we are. have you got it now? Not.
No,
it is called Standing Committee on Appropriations, briefing on the fourth quarter expenditure report for the financial year 2011-2012 water trading entity. Yeah, so there's 3 documents. The one's called Standing Committee on Appropriations.
Oh,
okay, briefing, yes, water trading. Then there's Appropriation Bill 2011, which Ntabi Singh will be presenting. And then infrastructure development. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Look, Richie. I don't know, honorable members. My suggestion is that in our introduction we're saying. We pointed out areas where there are problems. I don't think that we should go where there's no problem. Let's go where there are problems so that we can deal with that, if you don't have a problem with that.
And I don't care, I'm the culprit.
No, Chair, that is fine. That is the main thing, I think, the challenge we have now is to know where exactly we are. The original presentation was to start with the main, but if we can assist so that committee members know exactly how we're starting, where we are.
Now, let me tell you where we are. I will assist. I was there when this report was compiled, you know. I don't know, there are 3 documents now, but there's another one for, it does, EGA CFO. Yeah, yes, on, right, on slide 6, Departmental Expenditure Per Program, it points out what are the problems. Administration expenditure, 89%. Water sector management, 60%, and so forth and so forth. I don't know if is it? I don't
know.
We didn't get that one. Yes, Comrade.
Sir, I'm going to have a problem now because when you wrote them a letter notifying them to come here, they managed to send us a document which we went through and prepared ourselves for it. The reason why we got others today, I think maybe we'll need to understand them because they already know that we must get our documents in advance. Like we got this one in advance and we prepared this document.
and suddenly the documents which we thought we were going to concentrate on suddenly seems to be shelved, and we get new documents with which we are not even familiar, with figures and the things that really are going to be very new to us. Which document do they think is important for this presentation today?
Teacher, you know, the problem is, well my understanding, Comrade Mashiko, you will correct me, it seems to be the same document kind of, mainly, né? But if there are challenges, I think even the document that you sent to us, when I look at it just roughly, I seem to see almost the same what you call a figures. Né? But you can correct us so that then we use the document that was sent prior that Honorable Mashiko is referring to.
Maybe also the
part that is raising is that maybe the way you have prepared it is fine.
Let me respond so that we're all at one. The one that came first, they all are addressed actually, the issues raised by the committee. The first one is the main account, like you were relating, you page the one which starts with appropriation bill presentation score. You were talking even to page 8, Chair. So, and it will go on, as you have heard, until then you will reach the water trading entity, which is what, where your Nandoni, the infrastructure project, are. So it, with your guidance, Chair, we can start, as you're saying, with what came first is the main account, concentrating on the problematic areas as highlighted, and proceed to what has been circulated, the water trading entity. And both of these, Chair, even when we came for the third, fortunately, you were already presented the fourth quarter as well. So all of them are not new in that sense. So we can take the order they come, and with your permission as well.
Now, I think there's no problem with that, DC. But what is important is that maybe members should know, just let's use one document that the members would have, the one that was distributed last week on Friday. Have you distributed that one? Let's use that one, the one that the members have. Yes, if it is the one that the members have, and so that all of us, we can sing from one hymn book. And, but where, if you want to make a reference from time to time to another one, you're welcome to do so.
Yes, Chair, I'll leave the as you say, program tree will also be, it's more elaborated in the separate presentation, but we'll take the with your lead in terms of get the CFO main account as originally planned, and then just ask it to be brief. And obviously those areas which will impact on the infrastructure, she will indicate, and then they would come then, Chair, at the end. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'll present the presentation according to the letter as it was written to us. The letter requested that we present to the members our fourth quarter report, our successes, our challenges, as well as in my presentation I'll also be indicating and clarifying the issue of the overspending of the goods and services as it was indicated in the letter, just to clarify the goods and services spending.
Okay.
Indeed, we also have done our analysis of the 5 years, and I fully agree with the Chair when he indicated that in the past 5 years we were running from 91, 96, 97, and then we declined to 91. And all basically most of the reasons that we had, even in the past, is also capital projects. Same as for this financial year, the past financial year, part bulk of our budget that was not spent was also on the water services project. If we look at going straight to page 6 as indicated, according to the program, administration has spent 89% of the allocated budget that has been given to it. I'll go in details in terms of the reasons for underspending per program. Okay. Can I carry on? Okay, thank you. Program 2, the spending ran at 60% out of the allocated budget. Program 3, as it was alluded, is 100%, but Ms. Martin, my colleague, will go into details in terms of the program itself. Program 4, we spent 92%, and Program 5, we spent 81%. Program 6, which is our international water corporation, we spent 80%, which resulted to the overall of the department being 90%. In terms of economic classification, our compensation of employees, we spent 84%. And part of the reasons, as we go further, we will realize that some of the underspending has been caused by the unfilled post, and especially on the issue of the OSDs. Goods and services I have highlighted there in bold, because according to the letter, it's been indicated that out of the 1.5 billion that has been allocated, we spent 1.6. I really just need to clarify that in terms of the goods and services expenditure, we spent 1.3, and therefore there was no underspending, there was no overspending in terms of goods and services. Payment of financial assets is related to the capital projects, is related to the augmentation and the 180 million that my colleague indicated of FOBA. So he will deal with it in details. As indicated, it is at 100%. Transfers and subsidies, that amongst the bulk of the transfers, is related to the municipalities. We spent 99% on that, and payment of capital we set at 83%. The reasons for underspending, I'll go straight in terms of per program. In terms of program 1, as it is an administration, as we are aware, the department has appointed a business process review committee, which started in the middle of the financial year, and therefore the amount that was allocated for them to complete the project could overlap with the next financial year. Therefore, out of the 96 million, that is the variance for program 1, 34 is made out of the money that was allocated for the BPR. And 12 million out of that is due to vacant posts, but I must indicate that at this stage there is movement in terms of filling of the positions. 32 of that is made out of the commitments that we have done during the year and the accruals, which those invoices that could not be paid, that came after the closure of the financial year. that will be basically to that. In terms of program two, the bulk of the underspending is made up of the acid mine drainage, and I will give in details in terms of the reasons of why there was a unspent fund on the AMD, but it's mainly due to the unforeseen delays in finalizing the design concept of the infrastructure, which has been resulted due to the due diligence process that took place. One of the reasons that contributed to Program 2 is the 18 million that was supposed to have been transferred to Bushbuck Ridge. Unfortunately, due to time and the decisions that were taken late in the financial year, that amount could not be processed on time, and as a result, it was unspent. We have requested the rollover to National Treasury. At this stage, we are awaiting the response in terms of the rollover request. Part of the reasons for Program 2 is the unfilled post, especially in relation to occupational specific dispensation, which there are challenges around in terms of recruiting technical skills in the department. Program 3, my colleagues will go into details. There was insignificance in terms of underspending, but the challenges around the projects they will indicate further. Program 4, which is also bulk of the program that held bulk of the budget, most of the unspent it was due to projects, the water services projects that could not spend the funds that has been allocated. Part of them are the ones that have been mentioned as being the critical areas, Nandoni, Kukwe, and Inyak, and those Ms. Mate will elaborate on that. And part of the contributing to Program 4 was the amount that was supposed to have been paid to the bulk water supply. An incorrect amount was processed, and therefore the amount was rejected and it could not go through. So it's a bulk of the 20 million that if it could have gone through before the financial year, it would have the impact in terms of the underspending. That amount as well we have requested for rollover, because it would have an impact in our current financial year budget should we not receive that. Reason of the OSD.
Just for the sake of that, so that next we don't come back and seek clarity. I'm not sure if, honourable members understand you, but I don't hear exactly what happened to the 20 million. Was it overpaid?
Okay. All right. The amount, it was an overpaid in the sense that instead of transacting 20 million, the transaction went through as 200 million, and therefore the amount was then rejected. By the time we had to recapture, it was too late for capturing the 20 million. So that's how it happened. And the other contributing is the material that was related to regional bulk infrastructure projects in the Eastern Cape, where it's amounting to 81 million. That money, the material itself that has been ordered has not yet been delivered, and therefore it would not be expensed. It would have not been expensed in the previous financial year, so that has also contributed to the underspending. Program 5 mostly is related to the issue of the unfilled positions in relation to the OSD. And Program 6 as well, most of the impact it was caused through due to the planned international engagement that could not take place due to various reasons that has got an impact on them. Part of the request of the presentation, we were requested to outline the successes of the department. Indeed, we have some successes that we had in the previous financial year. I'm going straight to page 16. Approximately 98% of the AMD decant from the Western Basin has been upgraded, and there's been an increase in terms of the pH leaving the HIPPO pool from 3.5 to 6.2. Therefore, there was an increase in terms of it has the impact. We have completed a number of regional bulk schemes as well as the water treatment works that were planned to be completed, and nine of the regional bulk schemes were completed, and two water works and treatment has been completed. Reconciliations have been done in various areas. We also have shown improvement in terms of the blue drop results and as well as of the green drop. There's been an improvement of 21% in the blue drop and 8% improvement in relation to the green drop. The assessments with regard to the water, wastewater, and the water supply systems has been assessed. That is according to the reports that we have conducted. And 831 of the wastewater has been assessed, and 931 of the water supply systems have been assessed. We also, as a department, undertook the process of inducting the councillors, and we have exceeded our planned target by 166, which resulted to 1,224 councillors being inducted in the program. We also have challenges in the process that may perhaps be seen as more than the successes that we have achieved. In the challenges that we encountered in the previous financial year, due to the floods that have been experienced, which has resulted to the high water levels in the other part of the valve, has delayed the completion of the monitoring stations. And also, as alluded previously, in terms of the underspending of the compensation of employees, as a result of the OSD, it does come from time to time in terms of the difficulties in recruiting the technical skills. We have had the workshop as a department, together with Department of Public Service, in terms of addressing the challenges that we have with recruiting the OSDs. I indicated earlier that in terms of the AMD, I'll briefly indicate what could have resulted in the underspending on the AMD. The delay in the process of the due diligence that was initiated and completed in July 2011 has had an impact in terms of spending the money. However, the tender was then began after the results of the due diligence, and the process is underway in terms of awarding the successful bidder. The unanticipated as well of consultations between the department, the TCTA, as well as other stakeholders in related to the AMD program has also had the impact in terms of the spending of the fund. And lastly, not lastly, but one of the reasons it was the delay in terms of implementation of the immediate intervention for the water basin. To date, the plant is operational and has already resulted in the volume of untreated decant being reduced, as I have indicated earlier on in the presentation. I think basically that will be in terms of the AMD. We were also requested lastly to indicate on what action are we going to planning in order to avoid such recurrence, as I have indicated that from the past analysis, yes, indeed, mostly it was the capital project. We are in the process to strengthen the program management and the contract management in the department, including overseeing other big projects all over the country. And appointments are of the regional program managers are underway to fill those positions so that it can help us in terms of monitoring and overseeing the project. We have also improved our governance structure that will assist the management in terms of monitoring the expenditure against the performance of the project so that we can be in the position to meet the targets that we have set in terms of the service. The budget committee is been set. The committee it will sit on a quarterly basis to review such. And also we have strengthened our relationship with National Treasury, where we are sitting in terms of the quarterly review sessions of our performance. As I'm aware now already that the first quarter has already been sent to the committee in terms of how did we fare for the first quarter. The CAPEX committee as well, which will give more monitoring on the issue of the capital project and improving in terms of spending, that committee has been set and is also sitting and under the stewardship of the COO. And also lastly to mention that the capacity in financial management is slowly improving as well. Appointments are underway to capacitate the unit. That will be the end of the presentation, and I'll hand over to my colleague.
You want to make any addition or subtraction?
Yeah, we are from program 3, which spent 100%. So we would really not explain why and or overspending. We'll just zoom into Inandoni and the warp. Let's go to the slide. I think you do have a presentation where we're explaining progress on most of our mega projects, and seeing that your focus is primarily on Nandoni, which is call it the Luvubu River Government Water Scheme.
That's the very last slide.
The very last slide. Yes.
Very last slide.
We're trying to zoom into where we are challenging. Okay. As I mentioned, we underspend on this project. Last year we have applied. Yes, the very last slide.
We have it.
Okay. Oh yeah.
The extra spreadsheet.
Yeah. Infrastructure development. Okay.
You will remember I mentioned that we spend 100%, and now I'm saying on Luvubu, why we understand, and we have applied for a rollover, and we are crossing our fingers that we should be able to get that money. And I think the outcome of rollovers, we normally get it around October or so. We are the contractor here. We are, which means our under expenditure is effectively reflected under the regions, which is program 4's under expenditure, where they understand. But being seeing that we're the contractor and we're more familiar with this particular project, we are the project managers as well, so we are reporting on it. Why did we underspend last financial year was the issue was around the delay in procuring the contractors. You will remember that Water Affairs has a construction unit. When I then took over, the minister realizing that the construction unit was not moving fast enough, looking at the pressure that is also on the ground, she then gave me an instruction to outsource part of the work. And then we then added 3 more contractors on site because we wanted to accelerate the works program. But that, unfortunately, only materialized around March because I started acting in December. That's why I am crossing my fingers and hopefully that we will be able to get this rollover, because when on the 31st of March, we already had commitments. We already had these contractors that were brought on board, but they had not started working. So normally the criteria that they use for rollovers is to see whether there were commitments. There were commitments, so I'm hoping that we'll get that amount of money. Now, what has that assisted us now is that our works program has been accelerated. The Lukalo Lambani bulk pipeline is going to be completed by October 2012, and the Vuane bulk pipeline we expecting to complete it by May 2013, and the Valdezia pipeline is going to be completed by April 2013. Chair, I am a bit uncomfortable with the May and the April deadlines. I'm having a meeting on site with the contractors, which was supposed to be today, but I have rescheduled it because Minister has requested that we accelerate it further than this. So I am trying to get them to put more shifts on the ground so that we are able to at least finish before end of the financial year. So I am hoping that what is in our budget as Water Affairs with regards to the Nandoni bulk pipeline, that we're able to spend it before end of the financial year. Another area, so I don't see any challenges. The only challenges that I had that have since been resolved were the contractor, because the 3 contractors that we brought on board, some of them were emerging contractors, and they had a serious challenge which set us back with another 6 weeks. We had a challenge with their cash flows. That has been dealt with. They were assisted, and I am hopeful that they are going to be able to catch up. We are communicating with also Vembe Municipality too, because we want to make sure that when we complete this, the challenge we are having is some of the work is done by the municipality and some of the work is done by us. Now, when politicians come to see the project, they would want to see a fully-fledged system that is working, not realizing that sometimes some of the infrastructure is not covered by us. So the approach that Minister has said is that let's look at a source to tap, which means we have completed the dam, we're busy with the bulk distribution, but we're trying to get closer to Vembe so that when we switch on the tap, that everybody gets the water. And our main our target is still March. I am focusing on March. March is, in principle, my works program is saying May and April, but I'm focusing on March. So on that's the problem child of the department. The litigation process is unfolding, and my colleagues maybe will touch on that one. And then there's another report that was issued where we have been requested to institute disciplinary proceedings on the other members that were involved. That is also unfolding. Unfortunately, the justice system is a little bit slow, but we are in court. We are trying to recover the money that was lost on these pipelines. And then the other problem child chair is the DEWOP. DEWOP is the first one. The dam, yes. I think both aspects of the DEWOP, you've got the dam and you've got the bulk distribution. The dam, if you look at it, say we spend 100% of what we're supposed to spend. I don't see any challenges. I only see challenges now. We are still trying to also work on the works program. You may have heard that we had a strike which lasted for 7 weeks. Nobody died, but it was the same unions there. But nobody died. Yeah, it was AMCO and COSAT. It was the same, but nobody died.
You're saying AMCO, not COSAT.
Yeah. I will not dwell on that. My colleagues who are familiar with that environment, but it was just a very tough time for all of us. The strike has been partially resolved. Work is continuing. We were supposed to impound in August, as reported. Because of the delay caused by the strike, we will be impounding in October, crossing our fingers that it also doesn't start raining before October. We have accelerated our works program. If it doesn't rain and we have put more shifts, we should be able to start impounding by October. We will be spending again all our money before end of the financial year. The dam construction is reaching completion. I think we will remain with about 10% or 5% of that, which is a retention. We will remain with retention by the end of the financial year. The biggest challenge here on the DEWOP is the next slide, which is the bulk distribution system. If you remember that there was a directive that was issued to TCTA in 2008, we did spend all our money, Chair, but as you know, we transferred 411 million on the eve of the end of the financial year, last financial year. Why transfer 400 million on the eve? TCTA was initially granted a directive that covered the whole system, which is from the whole bulk distribution system, which is from B right up to H. Seeing that there were challenges with the mining houses repudiating out of the agreement that was signed in 2008, we were then right on when they were on the verge of appointing their contractor. We were then compelled as a department to say, TCTA, hang on, we can only give you a directive for the amount of money that is in our MTF. The project was going to be co-funded by TCTA through debt and the fiscus. Now, we found ourselves around December with a situation where we didn't have the debt leg of the budget. We only had the fiscus leg. We were then compelled to revise the directive. The process of revising a directive is on its own very, very lengthy process because it involves the minister and the necessary paperwork that we and legal and not. So we had to revise the directive and limit to TCTA to what we have in our port through the fiscus, which was this 411. Now they had already planned. They had already appointed the contractors, but now they had to put the contractors on hold when we were busy fixing the paperwork. It was not fiscal dumping per se, because the contractor was on site waiting for the money. So most of the money, much as they did not spend the whole 411, because we came in very late, but if you look at the paperwork Most of the money went through to site establishment and various other preliminary works that takes place before starting with construction. They had to expropriate the land, relocation, and all those things. So part of that 411 was indeed spent, but it left our books right on the eve of the end of the financial year, which was not a good idea. But we were all in a catch-22 situation where we were caught off guard by TCTA's inability to get the necessary funding in the capital markets. So it wasn't fiscal dumping per se. We were just victims of circumstances. So TCTA at the moment has spent that 411. We are now supposed to be transferring the other tranche. I think they will be sending us invoices. They are anticipating to spend, my colleague will take you through what they will be spending this financial year. I must highlight again that the challenges with the mining houses have not stopped. It is actually worsened with a situation where we have ended up calling National Treasury to assist us in getting a process, we call it a facilitation process, where we're saying, let's find an amicable way of working together. We're realizing that we need each other because we can't get money without their signatures. The matter is now being handled by National Treasury that is facilitating the process wherein we have brought in experts. Unfortunately, again, Chair, due to procurement processes that had to take place before we could pull that panel of experts together, we're only beginning to brief them this week, and we are hoping that they will be able to assist us to resolve the current impasse that we're having with mining houses. We are hoping that when we come back next time, they have been given a month, Chairperson, to look at both designs, and they were given a clear directive that we would like to implement the most economic, the most equitable, transformative, sustainable design suitable for that particular area, taking into consideration all the plight of all the users in that particular area. So we've got a month. We're hoping by end of September the panel will have decided on how that bulk distribution system of the world will unfold. We are hopeful that it will be resolved, Chair. Thank you very much.
Maybe just to add this on the financial side.
It is important that the committee knows that the minister went there and requested that the branch must start with companies on both sides, so that the pipes must meet along the route, because the problem was that it was taking too long. So she intervened, met the community, met the chiefs there to make sure that the building is done from both sides of the dam, from the beginning and from the end, so that people can go to the middle.
So, Chair, we could have two parts of the bike, one, they miss each other, all the way.
No, they won't miss each
other. Okay, thank you very much for taking note of that.
Just on the financial side, with respect to the bulk distribution system, as Andy was indicating, the 400 million that was paid to fund. No, there's no page. There's no page. I'm just adding to what Zandia said. She said my colleague will talk about the finance side. This is the colleague talking about the finance side. So it's 411 million that we're talking about. Money has essentially been spent. At the end of July, the bulk of it was spent, in fact, by the 31st of March on TCTA side. There was 192 million. We've just received the last of the invoices for 141 million in respect of that 400 million. Bottom line is, for this financial year, we've done our cash flow calculations, and we think we're going to have a shortfall at this point in time of some 200 million. So we're gonna short. Well, the issue with the raising of funds is, as the colleague has said, that funders will only provide funding if they if water user agreements are signed. We're having difficulties with the water user agreement with the mining houses, and hence the facilitation by National Treasury, which we're working closely with. In the interim, however, the project's moving ahead, phase 2C, and it's being funded from First Coast. There is sufficient fund over the MTF period. So what will happen is in 2012-13, the financial year that we're in currently, we're going to be shy of some 200 million. In the following year, we will finish the project, of course, and there will be additional money. So we will have to do some type of shifting of funds in some way. I don't know how we're going to do it. There is a challenge in that regard. This is one of our challenges.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Those are our brief presentations, and both the main and the trading and the infrastructure development, just focusing on the problematic area.
Okay. Honourable members.
Can you just please stop sentence? There's some shifting of funds. Do you recall somewhere? Are you alerting us? Okay. We have what we did is we sat down as a team. We looked where there is slow expenditure. What we're planning to do is that towards the third quarter, we may look at which project is not moving fast enough. Before then, we will then, but within the program, which is allowed by KFMA. But right now, we are not at the stage where we can. If failing which, we have raised the money, the 200 million rollover with National Treasury. We are hoping we are going to get that one. Yeah, that's for Nandoni. It was a rollover. We are hoping that we are going to get that one. But for the war, we will look at reprioritizing.
Honourable members, Comrade Nashiko will preside. We just want to deal with your mandate. With Comrade Nyal, we will be back now. We're seeing the house chair.
Okay. That's important, Chair. You can enjoy yourself.
I understand that the cry is over, so there's nothing to really to enjoy.
Yeah, okay, we look at that. Can we make a ruling on about Friday meeting as well whilst you're away?
No.
Okay, yeah, it was just as good as the old one.
It's Africa.
Africa, we can make the decision now.
I don't mind because I'm not here Friday in any case.
Yeah, you must be here.
You got the mind? But there was a proposal. Mind? Chair is a chair for a market proposal. Okay,
yeah.
So is your presentation over? Because you referred to 2 million, the one you've requested. For the group, for Nandoni.
Are you finished? Yeah. No, when they're finished.
I wonder if we
finish. I'm certainly finished. I mean, if there's...
No.
So, do you have anything to
add? No. We've presented everything required. We concentrated on the specific one which was mentioned by the chair in terms of infrastructure development, but the presentations cover other areas as well where there are no problems. But we're ready to answer questions on all.
So we'll take questions.
Honorable Swart, and then Honorable Ramatlakane and Honorable Singh and Dr. Fandi.
Thank you, Chair. Just two quick ones. I'm not going to make a speech because I don't normally do that, but in any case, you know, your backlog on issuance of water licenses was in excess of 700 when last we spoke. What has happened to that? What is your current situation as far as the issuing of water licenses are concerned? And then secondly, Chair, I have it on good information, and I don't know whether my information is very good or not, but I believe between Giani and Malumelele, there are hundreds of pipes lying next to the road that's been there for more than a year. Does it belong to the department? And why is it not installed if it belongs to the department? And what was the cost of those pipes lying above ground? And, you know, why did we buy it so far in advance if it does belong to the department?
No, thank you, Honorable Chair. couple of questions that I have. Well, the first one is, you know, the issue about the mining that has been raised. Fairly an old issue that keep coming back and no solution is found to it. And last time when we asked the question, suspecting that we're going to take a very long time with the mining to get an agreement, we asked the question, what is going to be the B plan? What is there going to be the B plan if what you're hoping to have with the mining does not succeed? We were then promised that no, there is a B plan in the making. In fact, it is en route to the minister and en route to cabinet, this B plan. And I've listened to our six acting positions earlier on. Even at that point, there was an acting head of department. Now, I don't know, Chair, you help me. I don't know that process of the B plan. Is it still in the making, or has the B plan been, was it finally finalized and accepted and dusted and sealed in terms of this? The issue was funding B plan. So you haven't spoken about it. Just a question around that. Now, even at that point when we went there, Treasury gave us a minute that they were talking, they have coordinated meetings, they're in discussion for the mines, they've now taken over. So it's not a fairly new thing. It's probably a year old discussion about the Treasury. My fear, my worry is that we get a recycle of the same information, we don't get finality to those issues. Surely maybe the issues are complex. But at some point, sir, it can't be the kind of merry-go-round without finality on it. I'll draw a line in the sand and say, this is what we're going to do. But coming back and telling her the same thing, I get worried. I frankly get worried about, okay, let me go to the second one. So that's the first thing. Not this thing about Nandoni and the pipe and the 200 million and 200 million and the contractors and cutting the price, the contract into the envelope, and people work from the two end or either from the middle and meet someone. And you're working with a steel pipe. Aren't you using our steel pipes, as you said? I still worry about this product, the end result of this product that is going to meet in the middle of nowhere, in the construction of it. I worry about, well, of course, there are lots of engineers in the in-house, but that meeting somewhere, I worry about it. Maybe
next time we're going to come and have a problem with a pipe that met in the middle of the road in terms of the diameter and all that stuff. But you're going to manage it. This legal process that is unfolding, that's the word that the acting DDG uses, is unfolding. Now, I don't know if somebody asks me outside what unfolding means. We know that we have taken a position that it is not our responsibility. It, in fact, somebody else must pay us this money because someone else gave us a substandard part. But at the same time, we know that we have changed the scope and said, give us a substandard part. So somehow, there's a gray area. I just want to meet Acting DDG, Madam, if you can just speak straight language. Let me hear what you're saying so that if somebody asks me this unfolding process, I know what it means. There's a standing committee member here that has to deal with this issue about money anyway. I know the member, my colleague said that we shouldn't take long. Now, I worry about the word that says the demand, the estimate of what we have estimated is underestimated. That's what your language you used in one of the slides. It says that the demand was underestimated. So now the demand is more. So therefore, the whole thing about the planning is going to change, given this new challenge. The last time you told us that was 1.2 million, if I remember, affected communities along the road, along the line, by this delay. Is it, are we still talking? Is it 1.2 million or more than that? Now, the last thing, Chair, I just want to find out, Madam, you're now in charge of this program there. When are we going to have this community, 1.2 million community, have water? When are they going to have water in terms of your program? You said May and you said April and say, I'm worried about this data at this time. This is a constitutional right. This is constitutional rights of those communities. And if they were to take class action, somebody will have in serious trouble. And you are the one that leads this process. Are you up to the task? I don't know to deliver this what you need to deliver. No. Now I'm talking general language. I'm not talking to you as in one set. I'm talking as in terms of the department in general terms to be able to deliver on this thing. There is a question that I'll reserve for last. I am not going to ask it now. The second round I'll ask that particular question.
I'm folded.
Depending on the answers we got, then I'm going to ask the follow-up question.
The unfolded one.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Thanks for the presentation. Two areas, one is on projects and the other is on underspending. On projects, I heard the DDG say that you're crossing your fingers that and hoping that Treasury will approve the rollover. Now, Treasury are here. They can maybe, Madam Chair, just tell us how far they've considered this application for rollover. Because what happened since until then? Have things come to a halt? Or are things progressing? Because you'll be 200 million rand shy over here. Right. So what happened? What's your plan B? Okay, that's what I'd like to know. Secondly, in one of the projects, I think it's De Hoek, you mentioned the green scorpions and some challenges you're having with the green scorpions, allegations of non-compliance on De Hoek. Now, what are those allegations and to what extent will they impact on this project, on De Hoek? That's on your slide, page 2. Okay? Good, you put it down there. Then, Chairperson, the other question is on underspending. I mean, there's huge amounts underspent on staff, on filling of vacancies. How far has the department progressed in filling critical posts? Because if you don't have people, then you're not going to get your projects off the ground, you're not going to get supervision, you're not going to get all sorts of things. So I'd just like to know how far you've progressed in that regard. And I think that my biggest concern is the underspending on acid mine drainage. I mean, it's a serious problem in this country. And even on Isi Dingo, you get acid mine drainage problem. But I think Isi Dingo is a very current program. And even the producers there, Endemol, they realize that this is a huge problem for communities, and that's why they filtered it into their storyline. So I'm very concerned about what are we going to do to ensure that money, because firstly we were told by the minister and others that we don't have enough money to deal with this problem. And I understand, we need billions, right? We don't have enough. But when we get something, we're not even spending it to try and deal. So I'd just like to know what kind of serious interventions are going to take place on an accelerated program to ensure this question of acid mine drainage is dealt with. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, just two short questions. I'd just like to know, taking the under expenditure into account of 8.7%, one must sometimes also realize, and I don't know whether it has been a huge amount, but sometimes it's not necessarily under expenditure for items that has been budgeted for, but savings can also occur. Or over budgeting right from the beginning, taking into account the 3-year, the MTF period. So if the department can just indicate whether they also experienced some savings or where there was over budgeting, and at the end of the day the outcome was that the job was done for less than what was budgeted for. Chair, the second question is, and I want to make a statement first, we must take into account that the department deals also with very difficult customers, like the mines that the Honourable Member just referred to, and municipalities. You know, taking into account, there's a huge article in today's newspaper, the Afrikaans newspaper, also almost a one full page about the pollution of our water because of these difficult customers. We must realize that the department is not, busy with nitty-gritty stuff. Water affairs in South Africa is one of the most difficult and huge departments. And I would like to know, in this whole process of the water sector management and water regulation, does it include pollution as well? How do you deal, and taking into account the Vaal and the Upper Olifant at the Crocodile Irrigation Valley? How do you deal with that, and how far are you with the prevention of pollution and try to get it under control? And what difficulty do you experience from these two difficult customers, from the mines and municipalities, in solving this problem? Because at the end of the day, the finger will be pointed at the department and not necessarily to the people who are responsible for this. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to understand, in terms of your turnaround time, when do you realize that there's a challenge? After how many months? Because when I was listening to what the CFO was saying they have to take the money because it was, they're talking about the 20 million to say the invoices come late and they realize that they've already paid 200 million instead of 20 million. So I just wanted to understand, what is the turnaround time? The second issue that I'm picking up is to say, in all the presentation that I've done, when I summarize, I pick up somehow we are not planning together. Our plans are not gelling well together. That's why sometimes we are realizing challenges, because it's not gelling. Because immediately if your plan is gelling together, or you can pick it up, if they are linked, immediately when one does a mistake, it makes a ripple effect, and then you can pick up that there is a challenge in one direction. The other issue in the slides, all of the slides that I've seen, we are talking about if understanding in terms of vacancies. What is the plan now? How far are you? Because you're talking about it, but it does not tell us to say, based on this, and on which positions are we talking? Because nowadays I can see it's an infinite. Everybody's talking about skills, capacity. You know, it's an infinite, it's a new word now, a bad word. Skills and capacity, but you are not so clear what is this skill, what is this capacity. Does it mean picking up papers also is a skill or a capacity? You know, we need to be clear to say what are we talking about in terms of those things. And in terms of your performance indicators, in terms of your, in the financial year, my question is to say, if your performance indicators and your targets, how are you going to make sure that they are going to make an impact or you are going to meet your target like you've planned before? And the other question that I want to start today, why in terms of Nandoni Dam and the Inyaka water treatment, the slow spending, what is the cost of that? Because you are spending, but it's very, very slow. And one of the things is to say the department is one of the departments that contributes in terms of underspending. And then how are you going to address that? To say in future you're no more going to underspend. How are you going to address those challenges? Thank you, Chairperson.
Chairperson, thank you. It's only questions about the Nandoni pipeline. And that is this legal costs. I think you will provide us on a quarterly basis with a progress on this thing, but I think it is time that we instructed our legal people now to come to a final thing on this, because otherwise every year we will sit with this thing. And then my second question, Shane, I raised it before. It's also time, I think, that the department took a very strong stand against the mines who are not going to come to the party when it comes to this, the whip dam, right? Yeah. Now, we experienced it 2 years ago, I think, Comrade Swart, yeah. We experienced it 2 years ago, and my view is that I think that that in this regard, I think that it's time that we instructed our people to stand strong on this, because at the end of the day, I think that's not good if the people who make the money are not willing to also to play part in this process. That's my view. I want to hear what is the comments of the party.
Thank you. And DG, will you and your team respond? And please, let's not get new terminology, because there was a lot of new terminology when we heard about the group. We got impounding or what, which was never said before. Can we just simplify it so that we are in line with what we heard before? Thanks very much.
Thank you, Chair and committee members. The quite a number of questions to cover almost everybody who is here. I'm sure my members have also noted those. Some one that just stands alone is the water license backlog. I'm sure Ms. Mbasa will be able to dispose of that. A lot are infrastructure development related. I'm sure Ms. Mate has noted those. But on the legal issues, especially around Nandoni, Mr. Mahlangu, I've asked him to, on behalf of our legal services, because they reported to him, to talk to that. Our legal specialist is not here. And that would also be on the skills, capacity, backlog. And then if there is any other area, the issue of mining houses will fall within the projects and all those plan Bs. So I won't say anything at this stage. I'll only just cover up if I feel there's one area that's not sufficiently addressed.
Sorry, till when do we have time? Till 4 o'clock or what is the position?
Okay, Chair, if I can get Ms. Mbasa to start kickstart the process, and then Ms. Mate, and then Mr. Matang. But Mr. Umbangi Nefubada as well on the issue of acid mine drainage expenditure. I think I'm not sure whether there's anything else in your area, but you can. Okay, thank you.
Chair, can I request that my other colleagues go first? I'm still waiting for the statistics.
All right, okay. Mr. Mola, where is he? As well. Elkhad, is it going out? Because there's the issue of regulation and the water quality as well. So, Mbangi, if in the absence of Elkhad, you'll be able to deal with that as well. Can you kick start then and
kick start?
And indicate the questions you'll be responding to, please.
I wasn't looking at the regulatory one, but I can provide a general answer in terms of the issues that relate to what we are doing, I think in very general terms, if I may, on the regulatory one. I will also comment a bit on the acid mine drainage issue. Maybe I could just leave, maybe starting with the acid mine drainage. I think the key issues that CFO has raised has to do with the processes that actually led to some delay in terms of the expenditure that we had. So it's more about the timing and the expenditure that we had. We had actually not anticipated in terms of the delays that took place, which led us to delayed expenditure. But to put into context is that if you note on the acid mine drainage as such, the background to that is that as a department, we took the responsibility to lead the process at a particular point in time, with the understanding that the responsibility of some of these problems are actually responsibilities of the mine, and obviously balancing that with the fact that we are dealing with legacy problems, and then hence the interaction that actually even took place with the mines and the kind of discussions that took place across the department, and the complexity of that obviously, and the fact that it's something that is very much in the public space, so to speak, in terms of the complexity of dealing with that, obviously it's obvious for everyone to see. And if you look at some of the things that we have to do, it's more than just constructing the sort of emergency facilities, which is where the resources have been put in. Also to look at medium to long term to see how some of these issues can be dealt with going into the future. And the cost that we are looking at is primarily more on the short-term cost to prevent the particular problems that we have seen at the moment. So I think that's a very critical point to look at. Obviously, also in terms of some of the implications of pollution loading that takes place as water collects into some of these resources, and we are looking at that within that context as well. And we have somewhat put processes in place to ensure that there is optimization of utilization of the funding that is available. Parallel to that, requesting additional funds. I think the CFO can indicate there that we are also looking at reprioritization this year to add additional funds on the AMD, besides some of the delays that we had, and that is very clear in terms of how much we had. I'm not sure if that covers that, DG.
Okay, that's fine. And Ilhat is back as well. He can talk on the water regulation, specifically to pollution prevention.
Thanks, DG. Honourable members, chairperson, honourable members, quite correct that municipalities and also mines are polluters, but it's also what you call diffuse pollution from fertilizers, from farming activities, so we mustn't ignore that. But it also must be realized if you look at the volumes in terms of for example, Damlagarbe's port, it is just the sheer volume of nutrients being added. Those northern works of Johannesburg, for example, comply to the standards, but it's just a sheer volume of nutrients. There's a study done by Water Research Commission looking at the zero phosphate, and they passed those results on, and we are looking at that as a possibility to inform the minister that we should also look at banning phosphate in total from detergents from washing powers as a possibility of cutting pollution. We, as a department, we've got, you look at program 5 is a regulatory section. We're trying to do in terms of municipalities, looking at the wastewater treatment works, and that's where we've got the Green Drop program to reflect on that. It's, there's still a long way to go, but it's substantial success. By publishing those reports, making municipalities aware of the performance, we found that a lot has been done. They react to being it's a blame and shame to put them out in the public domain, that they really do put more attention to that. So we see a slight, if you look at it, we can see the trend now. They've got busy with the third revision of Green Drop report. Actually, there's an improvement in performance. We've also got a special program that's under program 4, under program 4 and the regional. The RBIC program, Regional Bulk Infrastructure Grant, administered by the department, actually provide grant funding to municipalities that also cover for improvement and refurbishment of some of this infrastructure. But that's part of this total estimate we as a department make, this $670 billion is needed. It covers also a lot of infrastructure from dilapidated and over. Many of these wastewater treatments run over capacity because new houses were added, new extensions were added, people getting water added to the sewage system without a corresponding increase in the wastewater treatment works. Chair, I'll stop there. Thanks.
Thanks, Khati. I think we should go straight to the infrastructure related. The very first one was on pipes in Guyana and then all the others related again once more to Anandun. Ms. Mate, can you cover those as well, please?
The pipes in Guyana, the old pipes that are still under investigation. Yes. Some of them were already delivered, but we have, as you know, that shifted away from the GRP to steel pipes. So the current project is unfolding. The current program on Nandoni. It has commenced and it's going very well.
Those parts are not going to be used at all.
No, they are But we are trying. The process of litigation. We are trying to recover the losses that we incurred due to that. Then Plan B, I need to explain myself very well here. I wasn't there when my colleague spoke about the other Plan B, but what I then inherited also was where we were trying to get the fiscus to fund the whole 14 billion. That was going to be the Plan B, which of course is not achievable. Fiscus cannot give us 14 billion when there is no water in Skukuni. It can give us, but it can give us over 10 years. And there is a need for water in that particular area. Hence, when I took over, I said, let's go back to the drawing board. We need each other. And I think we have reached a comfortable relationship with mining houses. So we all need each other. They presented their plight. They cannot trade without water. We need them. They need us. So I am hoping and praying that with this current facilitation process that is going to last for 1 month. We've given them 1 month, end of September, we should be able to come out with a decision that says which of the two designs is the most cost-effective one. And then there was agreement that we're really not bound in writing, but we all committed to say, whatever the outcome, because what we did was we identified experts together. They got their chance to bring in their group. We got our chance to bring in our group, and we put these people together, and we were all clear that we really want this project to continue. Now, what is likely to come out is the situation that says your design, which cost 14 billion, was fine. It is okay. Continue with it. Then mining houses, then we will have to look for money in capital markets. as the process had already started. We may come out in a situation that says what mining houses are saying, that they have another design that costs $7 billion, is the most cost-effective one. Then we take that, and then we then, again, follow the same process. We approach capital markets. They have promised that, to a certain extent, they can even look at how do we fund this thing, co-fund it. We don't have anything in writing, but, I mean, those are the plans that we have. We should be in a position to say we're concluding by the time we get the report to say, okay, guys, again, let's meet now. How do we fund whatever design that comes out of the wash? But at this stage, I cannot really say there's a plan B or C, because if you look at it, then there's a B and a C. A B that says fiscal, or that says capital markets, straight, or there's one that says if it's lower, mining houses want to put some money in it. We ought to open up that discussion. But I don't foresee a situation where the project is going to come to an end and nothing is happening. And that we have received commitments from them. Pipes in the middle, meeting each other in the middle of somewhere. I don't think it's going to happen. One is we have the design engineer, design and supervision. When we brought in the other additional companies, we knew that it was going to cost the state slightly higher because it meant more supervision. We then revised the scope, so it's clear he is supervising more than what he was initially contracted for. But also, to make sure that we don't come across the whole thing that we experienced last time, there's a third-party quality insurance contract. This is the person who's just coming in to check whether the work is being done accordingly. If it's not, you redo it. So we have tried to safeguard because of the experience that we had. I think those two, where we put in additional capacity on the supervising engineer as well as the quality assurance, I'm fairly comfortable that the pipes, the way they are going to be laid, the workmanship is going to be super, because that person is getting paid just to do that. Nandone pipeline litigation unfolding. The matter is in the court roll. We all know it's a high court. We are trying to recover the money from the manufacturer. But now, another report came out to say, no, but the scope was changed. Was changed by your internal engineer, and then you then have to charge them. Yes, we are in the process of charging them, but you saw me when you raised that, because when I got that SMS last night, I just switched off my cell phone. They resigned last night when I was going to charge them. But we will look at that. but we will pursue it even with the civil case, because if indeed, I don't have really a problem, but I was just shocked that,
The other book has arrived, and I think
you
have to see now, that for a
long time. I'm uncomfortable with April next, May. I mentioned May and April. I think I'm as concerned as the Honourable Member, because ideally I would have loved those people to get water in December for Christmas. When I said I'm going to have a meeting with them, because I'm trying to see whether can we add extra shifts. I'm not saying that I won't make May and April. I want to make it earlier than that, sooner than that. Yeah, I'm hoping that that is going to work. I hope I've answered.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I think two issues on what Mr. Smart said. The first time that I met with this department, it was on the site, I think, with the Nandone Dam. The issue of these people who ordered unrequired pipes, we questioned and ask you where they are and other all the questions that are related to this. But after that, you visited us, I think twice. This legal process has been going on. But whenever you are telling us about it, it is not clear exactly whether is it about to end, and where these people are. I would want to know where these people are, whether they are still in the department or they are suspended with pay. Where are they exactly? I'm referring to the ones who ordered the wrong price, who then led to the crisis that we are in now. And the question of the mining houses, you also reflected on it, exactly what you are telling us today, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think this is for the third time that they want to come in, and you are going to co-fund. We can't be listening to one thing all the time. What is going on? Who is not doing the follow-up? Because if you were doing follow-up or you were meeting with these mining houses, at least by now you won't be telling us that there will be co-funding. It's exactly the same. If we can look at the minutes, there's nothing new. It doesn't show any progress. On both issues, the legal issues and this issue, I don't see the progress. Where is it? Why is it not? Why there is no progress on this thing? And I have two questions to the treasurer. They have the madam is saying that they have requested a rollover of 200 million. Now, I want to know, with all the good reasons that she has said, how many times have the department been asking to roll over on the same program? The second thing from Treasury is that in your report, you are saying that the department on goods and services, it has overspent by 1.5 million. And department is saying it has underspent by 1.3 million. Is it misprint or just clarity? Thank you.
Okay. The green the issue of the green scorpions has been cleared. I was actually looking at the presentation that they didn't update it. We have cleared, and it was easy. It was a question of encroachment, and we have since found each other with the green scorpions, thanks to Minister who has said that she doesn't expect any lengthy process when it comes to issues between her two sister departments. I just walk in now there and speak to Isham, and that we managed to clear it, so it's no longer an issue.
One point, okay.
Yes. Okay. There was also another question, how are we going to make sure that the under expenditure it doesn't happen again? I think it's clear, and it became clear when the committee visited us, that processes, systems were not up to speed. And I think we have to be realistic. We need to put a program management unit where I am sitting, I'm able to monitor my program. Now, if now and again you get caught because you don't have a program management system or what that can show you, it doesn't work. And
that is my priority right now. Much as I'm trying to move on expenditure, I'm trying to sort out the environment. Let me have program managers. Let me have a system where I can monitor these things. Let me have a system where I can log all the projects and see how it's going. And things like those, they normally take a bit long, but I am really trying hard that by end of this financial year, I don't get a situation where I don't spend because I don't have capacity, because I didn't foresee that it's going to happen. It is as frustrating as it is frustrating the members to be leading something like that. But what I have also done with the assistance of the minister, and we're also looking at applying that for construction as well, to say, in most instances, you don't spend because you didn't have capacity of engineers or you didn't have capacity of contractors. We're going out right now. We are all over the country. We are inviting firms of engineers. We're going to have a database, about 30 to 50 companies that will be shortlisted, so that when there is a need for a design, you pull from the 50. It is assisting you to have capacity when you need it. But it is also trying to address issues of transformation, because it is known that the department has been using quite a number, a few engineering companies. Now we're looking at how do we then spread the cake all over the country. If I need a design, I don't have to be going out on tender for each and every design. But over the period of 3 years, we're targeting women, we're targeting youth, we're targeting a black-owned companies. But of course, if you look at the tender itself, it acknowledges that you can't just wake up and design a dam. So we will be looking at partnerships. That tender is closing, I think, in October. So we are out to make sure that there's no more delay when it comes to capacity. The same with contractors. We want to do the same thing. We pre-qualify them. But the contractors, one, why is the delay? Because it's going to be a bit tricky. It's unlike with the engineers, because the engineers were clear, they are not a bidding on the rates. You use extra rates. It's easy like that. As long as we are comfortable with the fact that your company has enough experience, it can do the job, then we'll charge extra rates. So there won't be a competition on the price. But with contractors, there will be competition on the price. So we're busy trying to structure the tender such that it still allows us, whilst we have shortlisted them for that period of 3 years, but when there is a job, they're able to bid on the price as well. So we, over a period of 3 years, I don't see us not delivering because we didn't have capacity. What else? Litigation.
Let me help you on this. Seeing that we have another committee that is waiting for us, they must not answer or respond on these questions. But you must know that when you come back to us, you are not going to be vague again in telling us that things are unfolding, all the things that you're saying. You have to give us a definite answer. But also, sir, last time when we met with them, we have agreed as the committee that we need an urgent workshop with them.
Yeah.
And the sooner, we said it last time, I don't know who must organize it, but we have asked you to... What did you say? But I don't know. The right processes must unfold so that this workshop can take place as soon as it is possible. Thank you, sir.
I will draw and fold.
Chair, except for the additional questions that came from a committee member again, I just would like to finish the original questions. There were some that were not answered at all around the skills, capacity, and Mr. Masang will cover, because the legal one has already been covered. And there's also the very first one on licensing with Ms. Mbasa. I was still getting figures. If we can only get those. Mm-hmm. And then I'll probably respond as well in some of the areas not well covered.
Yeah.
So shouldn't we ask for written replies to the questions that are still outstanding? Because otherwise these people, you know, there's not many outstanding.
Because they give us the same answers literally. So they usually give us the same answers.
So we'll also, as a committee, look at the approach or what steps we should take, because really we already know what you are going to tell us whenever you come to us. So the question of, is there any question that the committee feels needs to be answered now? So you've noted the questions, the turnaround time, it was from Tabise. Is that question ya 200 million plus 20 million? Yeah, 220 million one.
So you are directing, some are very brief, like the one which was the classification which you can give, and also the one of licensing. I'm sure it's very brief.
Yeah, you'll come out there, and then Tabisen, you once gave us that answer of 200 million. I think it comes out clearer in detail now, not that it was a mistake, we picked it up, and just tell us what steps we'll be taking to avoid such things again. I think we'd like to thank the departments once more for this recycled presentation, and we are very much disappointed, really. We are disappointed because very little is new out of what you told us today. We want to know how you spend your money, why you don't spend your money, why you have such a... As you could have said, we have about over 100 million underspent in vacancies, but this is what we have done. No, just there. But you know that each and every program you underspend by, in one program, you underspend by more than 58 million, which is really not very good for a department that needs to supply water to people. In your next presentation, tell us what you have done, because this was the fourth quarter. This few months you could have said, yes, we underspend so much, but this is the money we've already used. We thank you very much. And then next time when we call you, we are really going to fight with you. This is not good enough, really. We can't be meeting you every day. We don't need chronic departments here. We need the departments that really show us that people are going to get money somewhere. Water. People are going to get water. Thanks very much. And we have asked, we are going to submit applications from our constituencies, and then I think next time we'll tell us how many people we took from our constituencies, because we'd like to help you. Thank you.
Just in the water.
Sorry, thank you very much. We need to start with another department now.
Wir wollten ihn nur nicht stellen, um ihn hier lassen.
Oh.